Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about having Ruth King back on the show. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. She is an internet television pioneer and just doing a great job over there with her company. She's the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Businesses. About small business, I think that's how it goes, and I don't have the book in front of me, and a number of others, and she's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure, Ruth. Now, your other book is The Ugly Truth About Management?
Managing people.
Managing people, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Well, forgive me. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic, So I don't have your books in front of me like I usually do, and I know your books. I just sometimes forget the exact title. Of course, I've got a few Brain Trust members with a few books in my head. Sometimes I get them right, sometimes I don't. Hey, Ruth, you're always out there in the marketplace with your ear to the ground, your thumb on the pulse of what's going on out there, and one of the things that you run into from time to time is a relationship between business owners. Partners, I guess maybe we should call them.
You've been
working on that lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I had yesterday. I was with one of my clients who had said to me that he had already seen an attorney and that he couldn't deal with his partner anymore. Then, and he gave me the reasons why, which are immaterial here. But they are 50-50 partners, no buy-sell agreement. And
wow.
the issue is, it could get really, really, really nasty. Because the other partner
is it a partnership or a corporation?
It's a corporation with both of them owning 50% of the stock.
And they literally both 50-50.
Yeah,
that's always split. You know, you can almost always count on that being a problem. 50-50 is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very tough. The only way 50-50 works is if both parties agree that there is an outside tiebreaker, so to speak, that they both.
I'm almost a mediator. You know, I do a lot of programs on this partnership thing. In fact, one of our partnership experts was on just earlier this week. In fact, I think yesterday, as I remember. And the key to this is to get it done before there are any problems, right?
But you do it when you start the company up and join forces. Both of them had companies before they merged forces. And
if
then,
it were a marriage, it'd be called a prenuptial agreement, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So these guys did not have a buy sell agreement, and they need one. And now they got a problem. What are they going to do?
One of them wants out. He said, "I don't want to be his partner anymore for a lot of different reasons." And one of which is that he's pulling the majority of the weight, or he feels that he is, and they're sponging off of him. And he found that he had taken some things out of the company without, you know, to the tune of several thousand dollars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And he said, Yeah.
So my suggestion to them was, okay, you sit in a room. And this was something that was actually brought to me because of The Ugly Truth About Small Business. This exact scenario happened to one of the stories in the book. And what they ended up doing is on Friday night, they sat in their conference room and said that by the time we leave here tonight, either you're buying me out or I'm buying you out, and we're going to come up with a price. It's over, basically.
Yeah.
So that's what I suggested that they do tonight. So we'll see.
So that's what these guys are going to have to do. So let's talk about how they could have fixed this.
Well, how they could have fixed it in the beginning was to have a buy-sell agreement and a way to value the business. I did an evaluation yesterday for them. I mean, it was like back of the envelope. It's broad brush strokes, not getting into a whole lot of details. But I've got a pretty decent range comfortable with what the business is worth. And you know, each of them would get half of it, or they could split the assets and liabilities and say bye. You know, it's the same deal. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's really fascinating, Ruth, how two people coming together in a business partnership, how similar it is to courtship and romance and getting engaged and getting married and you know, having a family, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing how similar the emotions and the responses are, isn't it?
I mean, it is a marriage. They spend more time together than they spend with their wives. I mean, think about it. You're in a business 8, 10, 12 hours a day. I mean, you don't spend that much waking time with your spouse.
Well, I do because my wife works with me. Actually, I work for her. But it, our buy-sell agreement works out this way, Ruth. I say yes, ma'am, a lot, and I'm sorry a lot. That's her way of dealing with the buy-sell agreement. It's a lot less expensive. I'm sorry, and it's my fault. Yes, ma'am, is a lot less expensive than a divorce, too. By the way, Ruth.
Yes.
But these guys are headed to a divorce, and you have to help them. And so let's go ahead and stick with the idea of how you resolve this, and then in the next segment we'll talk about how to prevent it.
Okay.
So you have to value the business. They've come to you for outside help. Have both parties agreed to helping them?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
That's going to be a problem then, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I gave the one party who I've been working with, you know, the other party was just from bizarre from day one. He just had no interest in what we were doing. It was half his business. He sat in the first session and then basically blew everything off that we were doing to grow the company, which is very weird and very strange to begin with. So your antenna is up. And then yesterday, one of the two partners came, you know, when we had our meeting, basically spilled the beans, so to speak. So I gave him obviously what happened in the ugly truth about small business. And I said, okay, you have three options, basically. You've got, he buys you out, you buy him out, you split the assets and liabilities, and each one of you go your own way, and nobody owes the other anything. The issue is that they've got about 50 employees, too. A little less than 50.
Wow, holy mackerel, 50 employees.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about a little two-man business here. We're talking about
this. Well, here's what could happen. All the things that this thing could get so ugly that all the things that they built and they worked for and all these people with their jobs, all that could just get could erode and become nothing again.
I know. All because
these, Ruth, these people didn't have proper documents. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cautionary tale for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ruth King and I are going to talk about how to prevent this. How could this nightmare? Now, this literally is about to happen. How could this have been prevented? How could you prevent it? Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blassingate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.